Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus leilui nishmas HaRabbi Tzadik Rabbi Yechezkel Eliyahu ben Rabbi Yehoshua, and we're going to be learning a very interesting shaila asked to Maran Rav Avadya Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha in the ninth volume of the Abiya Omer in Siman Tes Zayin. This question was asked in the year 1974. It's going back a little bit. This is when I was in half-day nursery in Manhattan Day School. I have vague memories. It's been quite a while. And this was written to Rav Kahana Shlita, who was a Rav in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. And the shaila was that there is a cherem in Buenos Aires, at least there was, not to be makabel gerim. And somebody comes before him and he wants to get married. And it turns out that this guy's mother had been converted by Rav Yosef Halevi. So the shaila is, now that they assured anybody from converting, they didn't want to accept converts, I guess they had bad experiences with converts, now that they have this issue of accepting converts, and his mother had converted, is the gzeira, is the geiris chal b'dievet? Can you say that this person is a Jewish person because his mother Takan converted, but she converted against the Xera of the town, the Takan of the town of Buenos Aires, which is not to accept converts? So that was what Rav Avadya Yosef was asked, and as always in his answer he spans the width and breadth of the rabbinic literature. Let's see. We begin with the Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin on Samach Beis Amid Beis says, in Dibur HaMaschil, Ger Tzarech Shlosha, because Mishpat Ksiv Bei Kamo Din, that Gerus requires three people, because a Gerus is a Mishpat, it's a judgment, and therefore just like a Din requires three, so too Oichet HaGerus requires three. Frek Tosfos Vim Toimar, Libay Mumchim, Kamo Din Egzeilot V'Chabalot. So why don't we require experts? Just like by the dinim of gzelos and chabalos, just like by gzelos and chabalos, which are din, we require that they be mumchen, they be experts, they be smuchim, they have biblical smicha. So too, we should require mumchen by geiris. And for Tosfos, the shlichusayu of dinan, we're doing their shlichus. We are doing the shlichus of the original smuchim, like it says in Gittin, that the Abba found that Yosef was forcing a gittin to be given, and he says, "Ay, how can you do that? We're hagiotos, we're not allowed to do that." And he says, "No, we're shlichim." Anan shlichus sayu kovdin. So that's number one. That's the first teretz. First teretz is that al shlichus we can give dugeris without being smuchin. Nachat teretz. Rabbi Nisanel writes that by ger it says lidoyroi seichem. Mashma, b'chol inyan, af al pisha ena mumchim. So the darasechem implies b'chol inyan, no matter what, even though they're not mumchim, for all the generations, no matter what. Why? Because for all the generations, they're not going to be mumchim, because they're no smuchim. So therefore, l'dor ha'seichem, z'mash l'dor ha'soyla, means even not mumchen. So those are the tzvay terutzim of Tosfos. Number one, that we're doing their shlichus, and that's how we can judge conversion cases. And number two, that it's l'dor ha'seichem, you don't need smuchim, you don't need to do their shlichus, it's l'dor ha'seichem. Similarly, we find in Krisus on 9a that even though normally you need a carbon for geiris, but since it says l'dor ha'seichem today that we don't have a carbon, you don't have to bring this carbon in order to be mezgayer. So l'chayra, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, that we are doing their shlichus, and according to what the Ran writes, that the rabbis didn't make a takana B'makom Iser, this is a Ran and a Tshuva in Simen Memvav, that the Chachamim were Metake in Mekach Memkar, that children can do business for Kedei Chayev in order to subsist. So if they sold at a really bad price, they didn't do anything, because the rabbis weren't metaken their takanas in a place of Isser, where it would be to the disadvantage of the child. If I'm understanding this tshuva correctly, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, the Ramban, Choshe Mishpat, Reish Lamed Hei. Hakopanim, we have Yisod. The Yisod is the rabbis were not metaken their takanas, b'makom Isser. So the Fizeh, b'nidon didan, in our case, that the earlier rabbis were metaken in Gozer, not to be Makabel Gerim, and this person was Megayer against the Takana. So B'makom Iser, the Shlichus doesn't work. We said that there's no Takanas Chachamim B'makom Iser. So what was the Takanas Chachamim here? The Shlichus. What was the Iser? To be Megayer Gerim. Because here was an Iser. In Buenos Aires, they asked being Megayer Gerim. So this is a Takanas Chachamim B'makom Iser, which is Nishtchal. Ella Shalafize. We have a kasha that we paskin ein mekablim gerim habayim lizgar l'shumishus. You're not allowed to pekayer a ger who's coming for marriage purposes. A guy has his eyes on a Jewish girl, a non-Jewish guy, and he says, "Oh, I want to be a Jew." They say, "Why do you want to be a Jew?" And he says, "Because I want to marry Rachel Leah." "Ah, you want to marry Rachel Leah?" "No, can't accept you." Nevertheless, let's say they were Megayer him. It's good. Or if he did it because he knows that in order to be elected the mayor of New York City, you have to be Jewish. Let's say. So he converts to Judaism just so that he can tell all the Jewish voters he's Jewish. So b'diavad, such a geiris is a geiris. And we don't say that since geiris is mishum shlichus sayu, if there's an Isser, the Geirus is Batal. We don't say that. We say that even though it's Shlichus Sayu, the Geirus is a good Geirus. So we'll say also here. We say Shlichus Sayu, why they are over on this Takana not to be Megayer. Say it, but once they did it. Should be where it worked with the Evid. However, the Rashba in Yevam Staf Memvav Amid Beis, Dibur Matzchil Dilma writes that since the ger requires three, because it says mishpat, we should require mumchen, like we saw before, in Tosfos. And then he says, v'lekel meimar, you can't say that we're doing their shlichus, like it says in Gittin, because by shiny hasam, it's called a mekadesh, a daita drabana mekadesh. You could say that by marriage, divorce, because it's called a mekadesh, daita drabana mekadesh, and therefore, you can say that they have the power to judge, because we only got married based on their das. And also by hodos and halvos, they can judge because of hefker based and hefker by monetary matters. But here, says the Rashba, Eich efshar l'mishri goy b'vas Yisrael. How are you matir a goy to marry a Jewish girl? In other words, how can you say that this conversion is a good conversion? He's a goy. Can't let a goy marry a Jewish girl. They're not mithi. Judges aren't mumchin. So he says, maybe ki gemiri shloisha gemiri, mumchin lo gemiri. This limud that it's a mishpat, and therefore it has to have the laws of a mishpat, only applies to the fact that you need three, but not the fact that you need mumchin. He says another teretz, maybe it's learned from the Doros Seichem. It's for all the generations. You don't need three. And the shlosha bilvad kasev rachmana mishpat. The shlosha bilvad kasev rachmana mishpat v'lo l'mumchin. So this is derived. This is still the same teretz that we only when we learn three. When we learn that it's a mishpat, it's only that you need three, but not that you need experts. And maybe it's derived from L'doroseichem. That for three alone, Pasuk says that it's a mishpat, but not for mumchin. Ukadisa kai gavna b'krisis. And we find similar to this in krisis. So, it says l'doroseichem that you're converting for all the generations. So that means that you need three, but you don't need mumchin, like we saw before. So the Rashba rejects this reason of shlichusayu. He says it can't be, because how can you be matir or goy to marry Bas Yisrael? So he doesn't like shlichusayu. He says it's because there's no requirement of mumchin in the first place. But the nesivis, choshen mishpat, the very first nesivis, choshen mishpat, siman aleph, siv katan aleph, writes that shlichusayu is doiraisa. The rabbis gave it over to the rabbis to decide. But the concept of shlichusayu, that we're doing we're appointed, we're the shlichim of the mumchin, that's a din d'oraisa. So therefore, when the Beis Din converts somebody al shlichusayu, not like the Rashba learned, the Nesivis is saying that when the Beis Din does it al shlichusayu, the geiris is a geiris d'oraisa. He says v'haraya, today we only accept geirim al shlichus, and their marriage is a marriage, and their divorce is a divorce, and everything is good. Somebody else wants to marry somebody got married, who married a ger, who was converted through shlichusayu. The second marriage isn't a marriage. The Ramban in his Chiddushin Tiyavamis, writes like the Rashba, that the reason is because it says l'doroseichem, which is only three but not mumchin. But he concludes ve'efshur de minat Torah afilu hediotos donim b'shlichusayu de mumchin. Could be that minat Torah, even hediotos judge with the shlichus of the mumchin. So maybe he holds there's a tzad that really shlichusayu is doraisa. The Or Sameach in Perek Beis Mehilchot Sanhedrin Halacha Yud writes that we paskin shnaim shadanu ain't dinayim dina even b'di'eved, because in Chutzlaritz there's no smicha, and we're just done because we're able to judge al shlichusayhu. So shnaim shadanu shelo asu kedin. So let's say two people judged and they didn't judge properly, so their whole shlichus is batal, because you have to do it properly. Their whole judging is shlichusayu, and you have to do the shlichusayu like good shlichim. So therefore, b'di'evid, their din isn't a din. The Nachal Yitzchak in Siman Hei Simf Beis discusses whether they judged at night. Let's say you're not allowed to judge at night, but they were over and they judged at night. What's the din? Or Samech Perak Yedala Mehilchus Sarebi Alach Yid Gimel is Meir. Also from the din of Geirus L'shem Ishus, that we're not Mekabalim L'chatchila, that according to the Teretz of Shlichusayu of Dinan, since the Geirus was done Shelo B'Ritzon Chachamim, they're not doing the Shlichus, so it shouldn't be a Geirus even B'di'evet. So how does it work if you're Mekabal L'shem Ishus? So he says that B'emes, Shulchan Aruch, Tur, Paskin, that L'halacha B'di'evet, it is a Geirus, and even if it's done at night. And Tosa says ger, it says l'doroseichem, l'dorosolam, even mizman hazeh, there are no smuchim. And he says that there's emachover. That's the correct teretz. The correct teretz is that you don't need mumchin. You don't need mumchin. And that's we dash in ksubis, that increases, that you don't need a carbon, because it says l'doroseichem. And therefore the poskim didn't passel geiris that's done in a b'di'evid way, because it's not being done out shlichusayhu, it's being done out l'doroseichem, that it works for all the generations. That's how they're able to judge. So if it was shlichusayhu, then there's a kasha. Aye, they're not doing the shlichus properly, they're converting somebody l'shem ishus. But if the reason is the Doroseichem, then you don't have a problem, because you can't be mevatel it because they didn't do the shlichus, because they're not doing it al shlichus. The Torah gives us a right to convert for all the generations, that even if there's no carbon, even if there's no semuchin. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Shutas Koin, in Simon Kufnun on page 274, writes that it's very difficult to rely on the teretz of Rabbeinu Nisanel. If you remember before, we saw in Tesis, in Kedushin Samach Beis Amit Beis, that Rabbeinu Nisanel had said that by Geretz is the Dorosechem. Mashma b'chol inyan, it's not al shlichusayu. So he says, how are you samech on Rabbi Sorin or Nisanel against Tosis, who wrote b'stam that the reason is al shlichusayu? So it's not mochruch, because the territory of Rabbeinu Nisanel, Dorosechem, was accepted by the Ramban, and it was accepted by the Rashba, and it was accepted by the Ritva, and the reason is because it has a mochruch in the Gemara, Krisis Tav Tes, a Dorosechem, even without a carbon. In the Mukha Yosef in Perek Acholitz also brings this in the name of Rebalatesis. In the Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Beis Yitzchak, the Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, the great Galatianish Gadol, in Chelik Beis Miyaridei, Simen Kuf, Ot, He, and Vav. He's mayor also from the Din Gir L'Shem Ishus, that is effective b'di'evet. Why don't we say aser l'chatchila, and therefore but l'shlichus, and it shouldn't even work b'di'evet? And moreover, the Rambam paskins in the 13th parak of Zerei B'yas Halachavav, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Reish Samaches Yivdalit, Hoil v'tfilas ger, tzarech bezin shel shlosha, ein matbilin oso b'shabbis, v'lo b'yomtif, v'lo b'layla, v'im tovel hareza ger, that since tfilas ger requires a court of three men, you are not matbil b'shabbos, not on yontif, it's a court. So no Shabbos, no yontif, no night. But if he did it, he's a ger. Whoa, why don't we say but l'shlichus? You see that we don't say by a beis din of mumchin, if you have a shlichus of a beis din of mumchin, we don't say ein shlich l'dvar avera to be mevatel the shlichus. So the Beis Yitzchak says that even though they're doing it b'shlichus, you see that they do it in a non-lechatchila way, it still works. So we say we're not. We see that we're not mevatel the shlichus. L'chayra, we have a kasha from a Mishnah. It says in Beit Lamed Vav Amid Beis, ain't done in B'yomtev, certainly Shabbos. And we say in the Yerushalmi that Masha'as Asui b'Shabbos in Yomtev, whether they did it, it works on Shabbos. Vein Tzar Chomer, it certainly works on Yomtev. Brought in the Rif and the Rush, all the poskim paskin this way, that if you judge in Shabbos and Yontif, it's Beseder. Now, let's say you go with the Ran that we mentioned earlier. That if you did it, B'makom, that if Takanas Chachamim wasn't decreed, B'makom Isser. So here also, why don't we say that it's Takanas Chacham of Shlichusayi was in B'makom Isser, so why do we say Masha Asa Asui on Shabbos? So the answer is based on the Mishnah Lemelech. Mishnah Lemelech in the third parak of Hilchot Gineva in Halacha Vav writes, like Abayin Shlich Tvar Avera, that if the Shlich says a Stam Shlichus and he does it B'derech Avera, the Shlichus is a good Shlichus, and so Paskins Liktsos and Kuf Pei Beis, and the Ksav Sofer and Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamed Gimel. So too, since the Shlichus was Klolis, they made a Shlichus Klolis Ladun. Even if one time they did it Shaloka Halacha, it's Beseder, it's okay. The Shlichus works. And Memela, if they judge on Shabbos, it's going to be a good judgment. And if it's L'Shem Ishus, it's going to be a good judgment. And if they're over an Isser in this specific case, it's going to be a good judgment, because the shlichus was a general shlichus. And so Paskin Rav Yitzchak Elchanan in his Ein Yitzchak and Yerodeh Simen Tetzvav Os Hey. So according to this, we understand again why if one is over and he's Toivel and a ger on Shabbos, the ger is a good ger, Because even else the teretz of shlichusayu of dinan, since the shlichus was a shlichus klolis, it works b'diavad. And so says the tshailus and shuvis, darchei shalom, in simenun os dalid. So now says Chacham Ovadia Yosef, v'hashtad atinan lahachi, and now that we've come on this long road, yesh lomar kevan dehashagir azeh, hayachol izgayr b'makom achish kudos v'chedin, afshin izgayr b'makom shem akablam geirim. Oh, we skipped a little bit. It says in the Nachal Yitzchak, first he brings the Nachal Yitzchak, to ask from the poskim that there's a din if you were over and done b'Shabbos and Yom Tov. The din is a din. He asks from the Ran that either it's not b'makom iser, it shouldn't count. And he says, based on the Mishnah LeMelech, that the Divrei Ran is only b'ofen shlo yachol lasos los b'ofen amoil. But if you could have done it b'ofen amoil, like here, you could have done it during the weekday, then we don't say b'makom iser lo tiknu chachamim. And here also, they could have done this geirus in an ofen hamoil, in our instance, because they could have been converted this person not in Buenos Aires, and not only that, we have the teretz of Lador Seichem, which wouldn't require us to come onto the teretz of Shlichus, and according to that, then bevaday masha asah asui, then it's definitely good. And so was Nohag Rav Unterman. Here writes Shlita. Rav Unterman is now Zichrono Levracha, the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. And you have another chief rabbi, Ragon Rav Yitzchak Isaac Alevi Herzog, in a tshuva in the Sefer Divrei Chizkiyo. He writes, we shouldn't be mevata legeiros done in Argentina because of a shlichusayhu, because he brings a raya that even though we're not mekabel geirim l'shomishus, but b'diavad, if you did, it works. So here also, l'chatchila we're not mekabel geirim in Argentina, but if we did it, it works. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi, in Yeriday, in Simon Reish Tetz Zayin, he was asked about the geirus done in Argentina, and he says that maybe they're not considered shlichim if they do it b'isser. And then he says that he brings an Or Sameach, Shnaim Shedanu Ein Dineim Din, because they're not doing it properly, even b'di'eved, because in Chutz Laretz they're no smuchim and they're doing the shlichus, and then if they did the shlichus improperly, so then it's not considered a good din. And he concludes, L'chein l'dayti, yesh l'kufu lovo l'yushalayim l'sadeh mechadash es hageiris, u'men aroi sh'arabanim b'Argentina, yamdu ha'mishmaratam shlofret gedul l'kabal shum ger, ki ha'takana zos l'geder v'syag l'shmir z'gidrei Torah v'kedushas Yisrael. So he says, this guy should get another geiris. But he had plenty of what to be somichan, all the things we learned until now. That the shlichus was only a general shlichus, not a specific one, and that it says L'dor Seichem, so it's for all the generations, and therefore you don't even have to come on to Shlichus, so therefore B'dievet it should be a good Geirus. You can't say the Shlichus is Batel, maybe it's not a Shlichus at all. So he had what to rely on. And then Mahar Tzvi and Reish Yud Zayin, the next Tshuva, he writes that if they're over in the Tekana, they're not Pasul Eidus, because the Siman Choshen Mishpat says that even the person knows that Maisi is doing his Aser, if he didn't know that it's going to pass on Le'edus, he's not Nifsal. And this Tshuva of Tzvi Pesach Frank was also printed in the Divrei Chizkiyahu, Chelek Beis. Rabbi Ben Zion Uziel, who was the Sephardic Chief Rabbi of Israel, in Madura Tinyana Leben Ezer, he brings the Lashon of the Argentinian rabbis brought in the Shutvar Shol of Arava Gon Rav Shol David Saton, Shein Lekabel Gerim B'Argentina Kol Old Kol Yemei Olam Mekama tamu kasher is gamu shlashtenu. We should never accept them. Who are these people? What's the three? The Mechaber of the Dvar Shel, Rav Shel David Satan, and Rav Aaron Goldman, and Rav Chaim Mann. So from this Lashon, they're saying it is a Beis Din, that we're going to be not Mekabel them on Beis Din, Kasker Skamnu Shloshteinu. But if they were Mekabel them, but the Evid works, because, as the Mishpatei Ozil writes, the Lo Yaleh Al Adas, Levatel Ageris Legamre, that's a Chumra Bali De Kula, because the person really is Jewish, so how are we Mevatel Ageris if somebody really is Jewish? So according to this, we have a lot on what to rely on, that this person is Jewish, and this Geirus done by Rav Yosef Halevi was a good Geirus, and the Tvar Yoshua, Rav Yoshua Ehrenberg, the Belzer, Goyin and Posek, Chelek Gimon Yerodea Simen Menbeis, writes that the Ashkenazi Kihilos in Argentina were not Makabel this Takana. So Beis Din of Ashkenazim could be Makabel, and if Rav Yosef Halevi was part of the Ashkenazi Kihila, it also works, but we have other reasons to be summit that this Geir is a good Geiris, and therefore the Maskana LaHalacha is that the Giyur done by Rav Yosef Halevi in Argentina is a good Geiris, this woman is a good Jew, and it's better if this person should do a Giyur L'chumra somewhere else, but if he doesn't, he's still Jewish, and he can get married. And Chacham Ovadia concludes his tshuva in his characteristic humility, Ba'anirelem Yuzdaiti Kosavti. So Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of Inyani Geiris, and we learned something new, that in Argentina, don't try to become a Geir with the Sephardi Beis Din, and we should all be Zocha L'modu L'amed Shmor V'la'asos L'kayim is called Divrei Salma Torah Subi Ahava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest L'Kulam.